Taste something great.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton. 482-1210.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack. Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Welcome back to the Bell Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We're going on to Saturday night's game against Huntsville, a game that, it came right down really to the wire as the Huskies went in a shootout, ended up with a 4-4 tie. Overall, Coach, not happy with the way the guys played through a lot of this game, especially the first period, right?
Well, you know, we got off to a little bit of a slow start, but you give up a goal within the first 5 minutes, and right away that puts you on your heels and gives them a spark. But they came out. They came out hard like they did the night before, and they had two or three really good opportunities in that first 5 minutes. Like, we got a shot block, gave them a breakaway. They followed that up with a rebound. They got another breakaway. We're trying to make a cute play at our offensive blue line. We got into sort of the habit of turning the puck over a little bit in some bad places, and obviously led to a shorthanded goal, which puts us on our heels big time and gets them into the game, and then they get a power play shortly after that and take advantage of it. So now you're down 2-0 to a team that can be hard to score against. Mankato went down there and, put up three each night with one empty net goal, and they play so hard, and they're so much better with the lead too. When they get the lead, they can shut you down, and we did everything we can to get out of that first period. Let's just regroup and at least come out and have a good second period.
Did you notice from the bench, Coach, the difference in their team, being able to stick Saulnier back in there, Gosselin back in there, Cam Knight, as far as them being able to make plays?
Well, I think Gosselin for sure at night on the blue line, but not so much up front. But, I think the difference, like I said, they get the breaks and they get the goal, and that was the difference. The first goal, it's just an individual effort. A guy cuts around us down low and on one of our defensemen. And usually we won't let that guy get out front. Angus goes for the poke check, and the guy was able to pull it around him and put it in the net. A nice goal on their part, but not a great goal on our part. So consequently, we get behind, and then you get a penalty and just some blown coverage in our zone, and bang, all of a sudden it's 2-0, and you're on your heels, and they're jumping, and there's no atmosphere in the building, and you've got to find a way to muster up the energy and work. That was the key, and you have to work in this game. I can't underestimate that enough, how hard they really work, and they need to, and they're in the same situation. They're fighting for their playoff lives. Their season could be over in 3 weeks, and they understand that, and they don't want that to happen. So, it's a hornet's nest, and we had to claw and dig and do we scrape anything we could to get ourselves back in the game.
So Gorowski and Gosselin get the first two goals, 354 of the first, 821 of the first period, a shorthanded and a power play goal. We go to the second. We're trailing. Now, that first period, Saturday night, was the only period we were outshot on the weekend, 11-8 in favor of Huntsville. We go to the second period, get a huge goal. Matt Roy, his first of two on the night. Didn't connect on that one very well. Huskies get it back to Roy. Slid over now for Mark Ock. They'll set it up. Huskies have 49 seconds left on this power play. Shot scores from the point. Roy, I don't think it was tipped. Roy will get it right through the legs of Uelski, and that is a huge goal for Michigan Tech. They're within one.
Nice goal there by Matt Roy. Good puck movement on that play,
Good
Coach.
Puck movement, quick shot. Caught him off guard a little bit. It might have clipped one of their guys and went
it
in,
did,
I think.
Yeah.
So, it was going wide there a little bit and hit one of their defenders and went between his legs. So, big goal. Gets us right back in the game, gives us some momentum. And I thought we had a good second period.
Yeah, second period, 13-7 were the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. Couldn't get any closer. We're still trailing going into the third period. But we do tie it up. Matt Roy again. This one from Mike Neville and Shane Hanna. Holding it in was Roy over for Hanna. Hanna in front. And not able to take the shot was Neville. Shot by Roy. Scores!
Matt Roy ties the game up with a goal. A wrister from the right point. And that one snuck through as it looked like goaltender Ujalski never saw it right off of the post. Huskies tied up 2-2.
It did clank off the iron,
oh, you
didn't
can hear it.
It.
Yeah, it did. A great shot, a great play. And, you know, it's not we're not surprised by our defensemen, like I said, scoring goals because they get the puck a lot the way they play. And I thought we did a real good job for the most part of getting shots through and not getting shots blocked. And we did a good job getting traffic on that goal. And a huge goal. And, you know, like I said, I give our team credit. We just had to fight behind all game. We never got the lead in this game, Dirk. And it just seemed like it was one of those nights. It was just an uphill battle.
Well, so give us your thoughts on the rest of the game now, Coach. They score, we score, they score, we have to score with 11 seconds. I mean, it just seemed like one of those things where we just kept giving them another opportunity to win the game.
Well, we did. And, you know, like I said, I thought we had a great third period. We were all over them. We weren't giving them anything. And even when we got that goal, I thought, you know, we're in good shape and here we go. Like, it's just a matter of time before we're going to get the lead and get the next one and then close out the game. You know, they only had four shots in the third period and they get, you know, two goals. Right. And the one, obviously, the next goal is just a fluke. You know, I thought the guy might have got a high stick on it, but it's a shot from the point. It goes right over our net, hits the back glass, comes in, and you never see that, especially the glass they have in there. It's
very absorbent.
Absorbent, yeah, that's a good word. Thanks, Dirk. And kicks right back in the end. It's one of the weirdest goals I've seen this year.
You know the shot's going to come from these guys. Here's a shot right off the post. Rung off the side of the post, wrapped around. Gosselin gets it back up top. Shoots again. This one deflected. Watch out, score! Came off the back glass and right back up front of it off of Redmond and in. What a bad break for Michigan Tech.
No, it was a terrible break for the Huskies. And Redmond, did Angus kind of, at the last minute, knew something was wrong, and he was kind of turning around, trying to get out of the way, it looked
like.
He
was. And, you know, and I like your wording, bad break. And it just seemed like all night, it just, everything that could go against us, for the most part, was working against us in this game. And our guys had to really conjure up a lot of, you know, mental toughness and gumption and any word you want, you know, jam to hang in there and stay positive and find a way to get the next goal and to give ourselves a chance to get some points.
And we do at the 11-17 mark. Big goal, Mitch Ranke on the power play.
Hanna will fake the shot this time. Ranke walks in. Will he shoot? He's got Sturros camped out in front trying to screen. Ranke over for L'Esperance. Passed over. Back for Ranke. One-timer. Save. Scores! Ranke with the shot from the point, and I think he'll get it. And the Huskies tie it up 3-3 on a 4-on-3 power play goal.
Did that hit something on the way in, Coach? Because it seemed to not go directly in.
Yeah, I don't know if it clipped one of their guys again or not. But you know, it's interesting. So I have Reed Sturros out on the power play. So it's like on a 4-on-3. So I use Reed in certain situations and whatnot. But because he's a big body in front of the net, so I had him and Joel L'Esperance out there. I wanted a couple of big guys. And then Shane and Mitch Ranke just for the one times because they can both really shoot the puck. So a big goal for us, gets us right back in the game. You know, and we always talk about our power plays and when you get them, when you get a power play goal, and we get an opportunity here late in the game to tie the game and we come through on the power play. So it was a big goal, and you know, here we go again. I'm feeling good. You know, it gives us some momentum. And it didn't last for a whole lot longer than this.
Sal Haney makes a great individual effort.
And back to the sidewall now, taken by Sturros. Went off of his stick and then skate. And control now by Fletcher. Fletcher up to center ice. Nice lead pass for Sal Haney coming in. He'll make the move. Scores! Oh, what a play by Sal Haney with 2:16 left to go in the third period to give them a 4-3 lead.
It was a great individual effort, but of course it looked like one of our defensemen maybe didn't play that as best
we
as
we did not. Yeah. It was a simple, almost a 1-on-2, and we gave him way too much room and let him cut back into the middle of the ice there. You just want to force him to the inside, and we overcompensated and went outside and let him cut back into the middle for a better shooting angle. On that situation, you want to just make sure that you keep him to the outside, and we had a couple defenders back. He just got the inside a little bit, took a quick shot, and I got Angus moving off his post just a little bit. Not a great goal, you know. Good shot, bad goal, I would say. I mean, Angus, you know, most times has that. And now here we go, you know, late in the game, you know, with about under 3 minutes left. We find ourselves behind again. But like I said, our team never gave up in this game, and I give them full marks for that. They battled in a situation that was really hard to battle and fight back.
It just